So here's a question for you. Since your family has been in Cooperstown and the surrounding area for generations, how do you think that influenced you growing up here in Cooperstown?
Well, I think that my grandfather and my father brought me to the Farmers Museum when I was a kid, and I remember seeing a grain cradle, and my grandfather indicated that he had one like it. And so I had to see what that looked like, so that certainly didn't discourage me. I think the Farmers Museum played an important role in my collecting. I mean, I used to come up here all the time looking at examples because I didn't want to just see one item, I wanted to see a group of items. And in those days, a good share of the collection was on display, so you could do that. And then they had the weaving loft. Of course, that fascinated me. And there was a lady that worked at the museum by the name of Virginia Partridge, and she didn't discourage me any. And George Gamble, he grew up in there, and he was a farmer, and he worked for the Clarks, and eventually they made him a curator, even though he had no formal education to speak of. And I don't know how much formal education Virginia had, but she was very knowledgeable on the weaving. And she set up the weaving loft, which is now gone.